This is the Avalokiteshvara practice. The visualization is as follows. We visualize that Avalokiteshvara is seated above our heads and the heads of all sentient beings. As we say the mantra, he melts into us and all sentient beings, until in the end of the recitation, we are surrounded by Avalokiteshvaras in his pure realm. We supplicate him. Lord, white in color, unstained by faults, whose head is adorned by the perfect Buddha, who looks on all beings with compassion, I pay homage to Avalokiteshvara.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
By this merit, may I quickly attain the level of Avalokiteshvara. May I establish all beings without exception in that state. So now we're going to do the long life prayer. We visualize that Amitayus is seated above our heads on a lotus moon seat. He is red in color, and he wears all the robes and jewels of the Sambhogakaya. He holds in his lap a blue vase of blue long life nectar, which he pours down through our avaduti, restoring our life force and increasing our life. We supplicate him. Amitayus, principal guide for the world, glorious one who prevents untimely death, refuge for those who suffer without a protector, I pay homage to the Buddha Amitayus.
Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayana Suvanishita Tejo Rajaya Tathagataya Arhat Samyak Sambuddhaya Tejata Om Punye Punye Mahapunye Aparamita Punye Aparamita Punye Jnana Sambara Pachiti Om Sarva Samskara Parishuddha Dharmate Gagana Samudgate Svabhava Vishude Mahanaya Parivare Svaha Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayana Suvanishita Tejo Rajaya Tathagataya Arhat Samyak Sambuddhaya Tedyata Om Punye Punye Mahapunye Aparamita Punye Aparamita Punye Jnana Samaropachiti Om Sarva Samskara Parishuddha Dharmate Gagana Samudgate Svabhava Vishude Mahanaya Parivare Svaha Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayurjana Suvanishita Tejo Rajaya Tathagataya Arhat Samyak Sambuddhaya Tedyata Om Punye Punye Mahapunye Aparamita Punye Aparamita Punye Jnana Samvaropachiti Om Sarva Samskara Parishuddha Dharmate Gagana Samudgate Svabhava Vishude Mahanaya Parivare Svaha Om Amarani Jivantaye 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 Svaha
Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha. 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 Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha.
Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha. Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha. Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha. Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha. Om Amarani Jayvantai Svaha.
This is the meaning of the mantra. Homage to you, Lord, King of Light, who is firmly established in immeasurable life and wisdom. Homage to you, Tathagata, Arhat, the truly and perfectly awakened one. Likewise, Om, merit, merit, great merit, immeasurable merit, immeasurable merit, you who have gathered the accumulation of wisdom. Om, you who have completely purified all mental formations, who has transcended into space, you who are naturally purified with your entourage of great conduct. And the short mantra means, Soha, Om Ah, you who have conquered Mara, Soha. By this merit, may I quickly attain the level of Amitayus. May I establish all beings without exception in that state. Having attained omniscience through this merit, may I defeat the enemy which is wrongdoing and liberate all beings from the ocean of existence with its surging waves of birth, aging, sickness, and death. Through this merit, may all beings complete the accumulations of merit and wisdom and attain the two genuine kayas which arise from merit and wisdom. Through the force of this powerful merit, may patrons and friends experience the auspiciousness of achieving their aims in this life and pacifying obstacles. May they achieve their aims in accordance with the Dharma. This is the Dewa Chen visualization. Sometimes Dewa Chen is called Sukhavati. For all those beings who wish to go to Dewa Chen, and for those who have no other source of refuge, we visualize that in the sky in front of us, Amitabha is seated on a lotus moon seat. He is red in color, naked except for a sash. He holds in his lap a begging bowl full of nectar. Standing to his right and slightly below him on a lotus moon seat is Avalokiteshvara, in Sambhogakaya form. Standing to Amitabha's left and slightly below him on a lotus sun seat is Vajrapani. They are all in Dewa Chen, surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions and 3 times. These great beings are seated on magnificent thrones in beautiful palaces, which are decorated with all kinds of precious things, such as scented woods, jewels, gold, fine fabrics, jasper, and marble. Their surroundings reflect the glory of their teachings. They teach day and night, and the birds sing the Dharma day and night. Offering flowers fall from the sky spontaneously, and in the center of Dewa Chen, the tree of life grows. The leaves on this tree speak the Dharma when the gentle winds blow. Everyone in this pure land can hear, contemplate, and practice the Dharma without any obstructions. When beings are born into this land, they are born through lotuses of different colors, which are as large as cartwheels. These lotuses float in crystal pools, at the bottom of which are gold and jewels and all kinds of precious things. We hope, we wish, that everyone who chooses to be born in this way and those who have no other source of refuge may do so.
All you sentient beings, I have a good or bad connection with. As soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the western Sukhavati. And once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the paths. All you sentient beings, I have a good or bad connection with. As soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the West in Sukhavati, and once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the paths. All you sentient beings, I have a good or bad connection with. As soon as you have left this confused dimension, may you be born in the West in Sukhavati, and once you're born there, complete the bhumis and the paths. By this merit may all obtain omniscience. May it defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of samsara, may I free all beings. By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the Rigdon's wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy profound, brilliant glory.